Krista Mulder is a professor of ecology at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She says she'll be marching here mainly to express her alarm with a political environment that's grown increasingly hostile to science.
We're marching to celebrate science, but we're also marching to demonstrate to people that we're concerned about the threats that face science and scientists.
Mulder worries political leaders and others have grown skeptical about science, as shown in resistance to such programs as vaccinating children and, of course, monitoring climate change. She says her concerns are intensified by the near daily barrage of criticism of science by President Trump and other conservative leaders and their proposals to slash funding and eliminate programs, and their growing tendency to censor and intimidate researchers and suppress their data.
So it's those kinds of things that when you undermine any credibility in what science tells you, you're really causing, I think, enormous damage to society.
Brian Box says he'll be marching for science in Anchorage because the hostile political environment that followed the November 8th election of President Trump cost him his job and a shot at a research position with a federal agency in Alaska.
So November 10th, my boss has told me, hey, look, because of the election, we're not gonna give you that job. And so we're also going to have to let you go from the current job that you already have on January 20th.
Box is an Army veteran who served two tours in Afghanistan and went on to earn an undergraduate degree in biological sciences from the University of Alaska Anchorage. He asked that the agency he'd hoped to work for not be mentioned in this report because he'd still like to work for it. But he says for now he and his fellow researchers are just trying to cope with such problems as the loss of scientific data that's been scrubbed from federal websites.
More and more of these researchers were freaking out because huge sections of the government were starting to go black as far as, like, parts of the EPA website, that sort of thing.
Box says he's also discouraged by censorship imposed on federal employees in January by an administration gag order requiring them to gain high-level clearance for release of many kinds of science-related information to the public.
So somebody who has absolutely no idea about our field whatsoever is going to be reading our peer-reviewed journal articles for political correctness or whatever you want to call it.
Mulder and Box both say they're not particularly politically minded people, and they say that anyone of any partisan affiliation may participate in the marches as long as they support science and research free from political influence.
Science is not by itself political. It is not a partisan march. We really don't care who you voted for. Anybody who's willing to come out and stand up for science is very, very welcome.
If you use peer review, if you use, empirical evidence, you use the scientific method to do something, I want you to show up with your data ready to go and talk to people.
Online information about the marches is available on Facebook and marchforscience.com. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.